This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Jeremy calling from Georgia. What's up, Jeremy?
Right now, George Steinbrenner is not turning on his grave. He's digging himself out. If he was still around, Cashman would have been gone a long time ago. Volpe would have either been traded or sent back down to the minors. They're wasting their time trying to develop these guys in the major league level. You guys have been saying it the whole time. I'm all the way in Georgia. I had the sheriffs called on me twice because of these damn Yankees. I live in a small town. So you can hear everything. And I'm upstairs cursing like a New Yorker would. You know, I pay a lot of money to watch the Yankees down here because we can't get them. I gotta get all these apps to watch them, and it's crazy.
What happens when the cops show up? What do you tell them?
They think it's a domestic disturbance. They're like, everything all right? I'm like, yeah, everything's fine. Why? What happened? They said, well, one of the neighbors called and said they heard you going off. I said, yeah, I'm the goddamn Yankee. And then they start laughing, and they're like, well, the Braves ain't doing too well either. I said, yeah, but at least the Braves hold accountability for their players.
Yeah.
And their manager is not a cream puff.
Yeah, and they've won a World Series this decade. All right, they have a call today. He was great. Fun talking with everybody. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. We also had Dan from Warwick calling us. Sonny is in Malvern, who wants to talk about Dan from Warwick, who had that famous prank call 10 years ago that has become viral today. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, Sal, hear me out here. Dan obviously is a little off, right, from you could tell by that 30 to 1 minute conversation you had with them. Mike used to get so many prank calls back in the day. What if Dan, that call, was not a prank? Pranksters are pranksters. They'll keep pranking. That guy never pranked again. He called 10 times in a 10-year period and never pranked again.
I think we lost you there, Sonny. But yes, I think you might be on to something here. I was just of the belief that it was a prank call, and thank you for the call, Sonny. You got to get us back from a better line, obviously. I was of the belief that it was 100% a prank call. But after finding out a little bit more from Dan at Warwick today, what he called, and having the track record of Hoff knowing his calls and all that, I think the evidence points to it was a legit call. I think the evidence is there. He doesn't call often. You could take from the evidence that maybe he was embarrassed with the way that Mike mocked him and the way that he was mocked years after. The evidence would be that maybe it was a real call. Because if he were a prankster, he would be basking in his glory. This is every prankster's dream. Are you kidding me? The New York Giants actually did a video that got Mike Francesa together at the same table with Logan Webb and Matt Chapman of the New York, or the San Francisco Giants, and Eli Manning and Sean O'Hara of the New York Giants together, based off of this guy's prank call 10 years ago. That is any caller's prank. That is any caller's dream, especially a prank call like that. You'd be basking in your glory at the greatest prank call of all time. And instead, he didn't want to be bothered, didn't know anything about it, has no social media. Couldn't even enjoy the fact that he pranked Mike after the fact because he's not on social media, even back then, 10 years ago. The evidence leads me to believe that call was legit. Which makes it, I mean, I don't know if it makes it funnier or I don't know what to believe. I think it makes it worse. Clem is in Rockland. What's up, Clem?
Hey, Sal, great show, man. Awesome job always. Without BT, man, you definitely hold the fort down. Just very lightheaded. I went to the blood center this morning. I missed a lot, like the first hour of the show. Donated about 500 milliliters of Surfside, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, well, God bless you. We appreciate the, I guess, is that like, so, should I be commending that? We appreciate the donation, Tom. Good job.
No doubt. It's a shortage of blood, so people should be definitely donating.
Understood.
I drank so many Surfside. drank so many Surfsides in LBI this weekend.
Clem!
I gotta figure the recipient.
That's you, Clem. Did you get your, did he give you this, the package yet? No, it did not get sent. You were going to be getting something. We talked to, you know, Clem from Surfside. They are going to be sending you something there, but I guess we have not had that happen yet.
Yeah, no worries. Listen, I was down in LBI and drank about 40, 50 Surfsides this weekend. That's what I'm saying. Like, God bless my kidneys, man. All hail my kidneys that they can clean out all this stuff. I donate blood today and the recipient's not going to get, like, drunk, man. But anyway, my take on Dan from Warwick is that he became a Jehovah's Witness and just, like, totally cleaned up his whole persona, life, everything. Because he seemed so, like, non-receptive to, you know, if something, hey, this is blown up on social media, everybody gets, like, you know, so excited, you know, and it's, like, the hugest thing. But he just seemed like he didn't care at all. My take is he's born-again Christian or Jehovah's Witness. So more important is, are the Yankees going to drain the swamp in the Bronx if they don't make the playoffs? Are they going to get rid of Boone? Are they going to get rid of Cashman, Susan, Dave?
Well, Susan's not going anywhere. Clement, thank you for the call. I think those Surfsides still stick it with you. Susan, what are you kidding me? She's the one thing that should stay in place forever. I hesitate to give you an opinion on that because based on the way that they have operated, I have no reason to believe that they would make a change. However, like everything that I've ever believed in sports or thought in sports, in any sport for as much time as you can, would lead me to think that if they didn't make the playoffs, that changes would be made. Like it's just a common thing. They didn't make the playoffs in 2022 and they didn't make any changes. They went to the World Series a year ago. So why would I think that everybody's going to be held accountable now? And my fear is that it's just one and not the other. And if it's just Boone and not Cashman, that makes no sense. This is not Aaron Boone's fault.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.